my God, my shield and my sword.
Yeah. glory. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. We worship and adore him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Worship and adore him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. We worship and adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God.
Thank you. mighty God we serve is worthy of all praise that we can give Him. Well, it is definitely a wonderful Wednesday, is it not?
Well,
how is that it goes with, what was it, years ago, was it Brother Jerry and Brother Al? Here we are. How's that? Here we are. The meeting's upon us, right? It's whether ready or not, here we come, I guess, is what they're saying. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity that we have to be able to host the youth of the body of Christ to come here, to mingle their wine together, to get a closer walk with God, to get a vision of this way. I thank God for that. I thank God for that opportunity to be able to serve, to be able to lift them up so they can take that back. You know, that's how a body works, isn't it? It's all ministering in different parts. You know, thankfully, I don't eat with my feet, Brother McGowan. If I tried, I would be in trouble. You know, the hands have that purpose. The feet do their thing. We all serve a purpose here, right? Well, tonight, our purpose is to lift His name up. You know, they're counting on us. They're coming here, the youth from the body of Christ, and they know that this is a sacred place. Not because it's the Little Rock Church, but this is none other than the house of God. This is where His Spirit dwells. This is where when we get together in His name and we worship Him, we feel that Spirit, that mighty Spirit rushing in, preparing this way. That way when they come in here, they're not trying to get the plane off the ground. They're just going on. They're just flying on forward and moving to that next step. So I'm feeling good up here. Boy, I tell you what, I haven't had the opportunity of experiencing a youth meeting for just a youth meeting's sake. We got that the responsibility. It was a responsibility. We had the privilege of taking the youth to Godfrey too long while back, but what I got an opportunity to see there, it definitely showed me, and I don't feel that I'm old, Sister Watson, okay? But I'm just saying, when people that I grew up with were getting up and saying, I remember when, and we're talking to the youth, it's just like, but I should be out there. I should be one of the youth. I don't like this. Oh. But you know, that's just how it rolls, right? You know, there's that generation, you move on to the next place. You start taking a different responsibility. You know, now I'm not the one that's in the meeting here. Now I'm the one that's in the parking lot or cleaning the bathrooms or doing those things. Every step is important. Every part that ministers is important. Years ago, I remember Brother Smith was talking quite a bit on finding our place, really being used of God by, number one, submitting, just yielding over and saying, God, I'm here for you. I'm here for you to use me in whatever capacity you need me to be, whether it be to open the door. You know, that's something, and I know I'm shooting here and there, but you know, I tell you, there's some power up here. I can feel that the Lord's presence when we're coming together. It's putting some different thoughts in my mind, but I think about my role at Waste Management. You know, in its generalist form, you think of it as customer service. Well, when I go out to every, you know, whether it be a restaurant, whether it's to a store, you know, retail, wherever I go, a motel, I'm looking for how they treat me. You know, number one, I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm spending my dollar here, and that dollar means a lot to me because I know what I did to get the dollar. You know, it's not just giving. Isn't it weird, Battalion? They don't just give me the money. I don't know what that's about. I didn't get a job like that. I actually have to work for it. But I'm making that money. I'm earning that money. And so now I'm saying, well, where am I going to spend it? So I go into these places, and I don't know. I would almost say, and if you correct me if y'all think it's a little different, it's almost 60 to 70% of the time I'm being made to feel like I'm imposing on them. When I come in and I actually need some assistance, you want me to help you? You need me to help you find something? I'm going to actually take your order and give you food? Well, what's that about? I don't like that. I'm sorry. I don't like that, you know, because I know in my role how I'm supposed to treat the customer, how I'm supposed to make them feel that, you know what, I value that you're here. I appreciate that you're coming and spending your good hard-earned dollar with me. Now let's take that over in the spiritual realm. You know, a lot of times back there on usher duty, and quite a few of you, you'll know this, I will do my very best to be irritatingly happy for you. Because number one, you know, we've been out in the workforce, or maybe at school for the younger people, or just in the day-to-day grime, and it's heavy out there sometimes. Just hearing the news, dealing with 900 calls in a day, isn't that right, Brother Thompson? Everyone, you know, my air condition's out. I need you ASAP. I need you yesterday. Well, I can't get there yesterday. I have to do it maybe today, maybe even tomorrow. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you deal with on a daily basis? Do you ever get the call, hey, my air condition's working, just want to tell you I appreciate you? Nope. He said, nope. I didn't think so. I knew I could pretty probably safely say that. But I like it to, whenever someone's coming in the church, to put a little bit of a smile on my face and say, you know what, Sister Rachel, I'm glad to see you today. It does my heart good to see you walking through these doors, because it's another one of my sisters or my brothers that's coming in here with a common purpose, trying to find their place in the house of God to worship Him, to lift Him up, to get us that one more step closer to that goal of perfection, that goal of seeing that restored church, to rule and reign with Christ. So that's an important position back there. Just being a greeter. What is it that David said, that he'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to be in the tents of the wicked? Me too. I'm with David. I can appreciate that. You know, whatever part that we're playing in this meeting, you know, I've really talked up, Brother Daniels, I've really talked up sanitation. Don't typecast me, okay? I really have to Elisha, because Elisha is going to be helping Brother Daniels downstairs in that, and I've tried to explain to him, look, hey, I started there. Hey, look at me now. Now I'm a full-grown trash man. What's that about? Okay, don't look at that part. But I'm just saying, to put all of your effort, to put all of your heart, everything that we do, do heartily as unto the Lord. You know, whenever I'm taking a tray from somebody, I'm not taking it from that person. I'm taking it from Christ Himself. I'm serving that person as if Jesus were there, right there. Everything I do, you know, what do you need? Do you need something else? You know, there's nothing like truly feeling like someone appreciates that you're there. And that's what I know that everyone here, we've had the opportunity, we've had the blessing for many years to host meetings. And that's one thing that we know, that we have a tenured staff here. You know, I'm if you will, I'm preaching to the choir on this one. I'm telling you guys something you already know, but I'm just pointing out that that's such an opportunity, a blessing that we have to be able to do that, to be able to extend our hand and say, hey, while you're here, you are home in the Little Rock Assembly. What can we do for you? How can we make your stay just that much more enjoyable? And it's also on the natural, but on the spiritual as well. You know, to have this place, this hasn't been an empty building that nothing has gone on. We've heard the oracles of God being put over this pulpit. If you haven't had an opportunity, if you haven't made the time to come to Bible study, let me just give, as Brother Smith says, let me give a plug to it. Precious gold is being given out down there. Wonderful truths that are just being handed out. He doesn't say before he starts talking, you know, okay, come up here and everyone put a $10 spot in here. But you know what? It'd be worth it. It'd be worth it. If I had to give $20, $30, whatever it would be, to hear the words of truth that we're given, it's worth it. Anyway, there's some thoughts that were just going on in my mind today as far as just thinking about this meeting. And it was sort of funny, when Brother Smith had talked that last service, I thought that we were going to have quite a few visitors over here tonight. I mean, we have a wonderful honored guest with us, Brother Cyprian, all the way from the Dominican Republic. That's my home away from home. Okay? You can ask my wife. There's not hardly a day that goes by that she doesn't say something about, well, we wouldn't need to buy that because we're just going to go to the Dominican anyway. So slowly I'm acclimating her to that thought process that one day that's probably going to be our home. But we're good with that. It's all good. But Chelsea and I had talked about, and we tried to guess on how many tonight we're going to be here. I won. I said 120. But she said just the nearest one to it not going over. So I won. But I was looking forward to seeing some. I'm always looking forward to seeing my brothers and sisters, but to just see more people in the body of Christ hungry for this message, hungry for that spirit, to see that, to feel that hunger. You know, that's what's so wonderful. One of the things I always remember about going to the campground is that there's a certain atmosphere there, but you know when you're up on that hill, it's a different state of mind. You know, you can even tell from when you're up on the hill and you go, if you want to sit down in the valley, if you go to a restaurant down there, because the people of God are coming together with a purpose. And when there's a purpose and when there's a unity of the Spirit, what would anyone put to us? What can happen if we will just have that mind to what's going to happen in this meeting? That's what I would challenge our youth here tonight. What is going to happen in this meeting? A lot of it depends upon your desire. What do you want to be? And here's the thing. This is something I was thinking on. So many people, a lot are familiar with JFK, maybe his inaugural speech or one of his others that he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So often, and there's nothing wrong with us asking, you know, something from God, but so many times it's so focused this way. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. God bless me here. God do this. God do that. You know, I love Brother Smith when he says, you know, God's not the cosmic Santa Claus. He's not. He's a wonderful Father that's going to provide for us. But what I want to do in turn, and what I want to do to change that is say, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I bless your people? How can I lift your name up a little bit more? How can I get one more step closer to you? What can I do to magnify your name, Lord? How can I bless you? And I know one of the quick ones is to bless his people. To bless his people. To be there for my brothers and sisters. So I was just thinking on these things as the meeting is upon us. It's here now. Tomorrow, youth of the body of Christ will be here seeking. I've been in that place. I can remember. You know, you might be going to a meeting to meet new people. I've done that in the negative sense of the word. You might be going to a meeting to have that that touch that you maybe haven't been able to feel at your local assembly. They might be coming to the meeting because they're at a crossroads in their life and they don't know which direction that they need to go. So it's an opportunity that we have to be able to help them with that. And tonight, this service, every service is important, but this is an important service right here because this is already laying the groundwork. The past couple of services have been already laying the groundwork for that meeting. When we've gotten together on work days, that's been laying the groundwork for this meeting. This is an important meeting because that what I was mentioning earlier about the different steps as far as we're, you know, maturing in life, you know, I'm not going to call myself middle-aged. I don't want to die at 64 or somewhere in that. No, that'd be 74. Okay, I'm not middle-aged yet, okay? But my generation, we tend to be the ones to you know, on the work day, we haven't quite messed up our back enough to where we're the ones, we're doing that a lot of that hard labor, or, you know, the labor around the church. We're there, we're working behind the scenes a lot of times. You know, the older saints, I think of Brother Crow and Sister Crow, they're not able to do that anymore. What they have been able to do, and I know they're not here as much anymore, which is why we miss them, though, is because they show that stability. Hey, I've been here for 40 years. This is what it looks like at the end. Don't give up. I did it. You can do it, too, with God's help. So that's what they're there for. That's the stability that you're providing. There's that younger generation, though, that's that fire. We got to have that fire. We got to have that unction. And that's what they provide. And without any of those different groups, you're going to have some. You're going to see a difference in a church. You're going to fill a vacuum there. Well, I want to appreciate that fire. I want to say, you know what? Let me blow a little bit more on those embers. Let's lift that up a little bit more tonight. Let's fan those flames and get them burning bright, because we've got a wonderful opportunity here that's set before us. So, hey, there's no one here that hadn't been in church before. We know what God has for us here today. Take your active part. Youth, it may not be officially the youth meeting right now, but start right now. How are you going to impact someone else's life in this meeting? How are you going to move one more step closer to Him? Make that dedication tonight. Already set your heart as a flint. God, I'm yours. No matter what, Lord, use me. So service is open. Hey, the buffet line is here. It's not potluck. It's all great and fresh. If you like potluck, it's potluck for you, okay? I'm just saying, it's all open right here. So come up, enjoy yourself. Let's go ahead and I'll take us to prayer. And we have needs. I know I've not seen Brother Weiger, so I'm assuming he's still recovering at home.
Yes,
McGowan is still out of town. Go ahead,
brother. It'll be Friday before he gets to... He'll go back to the doctor, and they should release him to
wonderful. So
be able to come back. Here's a text from Sister Carly Boyd in Macomb, Mississippi. She said, I had a dream that God made a great move in this youth meeting. It is so strong, when I woke up, I was in tears. Someone got up and said, he's getting ready to blow a wind. And everybody went out. So she's encouraged. And that encouraged me.
Yes. Let's remember that. Whenever you're looking for a different job to try to be in service more, that's an honorable request right there. Remember the family that Chelsea's co-worker there. Sister Lisa. Her girl's name is Jamie? Sammy? So Sammy's... Okay, let's remember Lisa's friend. Brother Rodney. Still remember Brother Rodney's wife? Look after him. Yes. Brother and Sister Wilson? Sister Cindy Crafton? Sister Cindy, I was thinking about your mother. How is she doing? Still needs prayers, Sister Cindy's mother. Anyone else here tonight have some needs? Obviously, we know the youth meeting, Mr. York. So your brother's grandson, you said, right? Okay, let's remember him. Any other things we want to mention tonight? So brother, yeah, of course, Brother Mr. Crow, anytime that they're not with us. And we'd mentioned Brother Weiger. I was thinking about also, Brother Weiger not being here, Brother Henry. I was just thinking about him the other day. Haven't seen him in a while. Also, Sister Tiffany. And then Sister Shay. Just some that have come in here. And they've heard this message. And so there's those seeds planted. And I don't want to forget to continue to pray for them. I don't know. We don't know what's going on, why they're not here right now. But let's lift them up. Let's remember them in our prayers as we're... Wonderful. There's. Hey, look at that quick answer to a prayer right there. That's awesome. All right, if we'll go ahead and stand. Go ahead.
He still has every intention to be a part of the church. He's just waiting on a release. The doctor, his immune system is so low that they don't want him. They want him stay in the home until he improves.
All right. All right. We'll go ahead and stand. The ushers will come forward. Sister Wallace. All right, let's remember Sister Rhonda and her upcoming court date.
Let's also, just... Brother Joe Lacey's downstairs working, painting, and Brother Mark Boyd's working, still trying to get a cabinet ready, and I don't know, maybe some more that are working. I can't remember everybody, where all everybody's doing, but let's pray for them that are working.
Yes.
They're trying to help us out.
All right, let's take these needs before the Lord tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, for all that you do for us, dear God. Your many blessings, Lord, keeping your hand on us, God. Different ones that we've mentioned here tonight, dear God. Also those traveling this way, Lord, ready to seek you, God, for a better relationship, for a stronger walk with you. Dear God, keep them safe as they travel this way, dear Lord. For each and every one that's been mentioned here tonight, dear God. You know our needs. You are our Heavenly Father, Lord. You take care of us, dear Jesus. We just want to ask you, Lord, to touch us, to help us, to lift us up a little bit more, to be closer to you, dear God. But, Lord, we want to know your will, God, for our lives. We want to be able to help, Lord. We want to be able to be a strength. We want to be saviors on the Mount Zion, Lord. We appreciate you so much. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Lord, pour out your spirit, Lord, in this service tonight, Lord. Oh, God, touch our minds tonight, Lord. Open our ears, Lord. Open our eyes a little bit more to this vision, the vision of the body of Christ, Lord, to see that restored church. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. We want to lift you up in everything that we do, Lord. God, help us to be able to serve your people this week, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is to me, he's Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
Well, I'm glad to have Brother Cyprian with us tonight. He's come a long ways today. He flew from Miami or Fort Lauderdale to Baltimore, Maryland, and then to Little Rock, Arkansas. That was his route. And he left ¿Qué hora en la mañana? 6 o'clock this morning, Miami time, which would be 5 o'clock your time. And he got here at 11 o'clock this morning. Yes. And so that was a kind of a fast trip to Maryland and over here. And other than Sister Fisher, we don't have a Spanish interpreter, but Elias is learning how to speak English. He probably could talk in English. Get the crow. No? No, he said he can't. Well, but... Okay. All right, well, she'll help you.
Yeah, she'll help
you. All right, well, I know he'll share his heart with us. He's been over here and for about... ¿Cuánto tiempo? ¿Cuándo viene? Estados Unidos, este viaje in June. So he's been here a month and a half, and he's been in New York, he's been at Leonel's in Rhode Island, he's been in Delaware. We have a church there that Brother Elias oversees, a church in Delaware. It's a Latino church, has people from Guatemala, Mexico,
Ecuador.
Donde?
Ecuador.
I don't think there's any Dominicans in the church, is there?
They got one.
One. You got one.
One woman.
One woman. Okay. So, anyway, Brother Leslie in Delaware, one of our Haitian churches, found these people at first and, you know, tried to help them. Brother Elias went there, and Brother Leslie asked Brother Elias to help him to help them. So he's been helping them, and, of course, they're, you know, when somebody can talk to you in your native language about this message, it does so much more for you. When Brother and Sister, when Brother Green and Brother Elias and Brother Emilio Green went to Mexico, that was the first time that anybody in the body of Christ had ever went to Brownsville in Mexico and preached to them people in Spanish who had Spanish as their native language. And then that just blessed the people down there so much. They just about set them on fire. And because... You know, they weren't waiting to hear it interpreted. They got it fresh off the burner, you know. And in their language, and they you know, they could understand it very well. So I'm sure it's the same way with the people in Delaware. But anyway, of course, Brother Elias has the church there in La Romana, and works there with Brother Green, Brother Calderon, with all the churches. And so he was in Miami to Brother Roger Boyer, had a meeting this last week, and I was actually going to it until Brother Weiniger took a little, you know, had a little difficulty, and that scared me a little bit. I thought maybe I better stay home. But he's okay, but Brother Elias came here before he goes home. I went ahead and asked him, you know, he wanted to come. He asked me if he could come to our youth meeting. He said, I've never been to a youth meeting like that. He went to a youth meeting in New York. That was his first youth meeting. So he said, I want to see the other side of the coin. And so we have some people from New York coming to this meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they're on their way if they're not here already. And so, but Elias is going home next Monday. I already bought your ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, already got your ticket to go home Monday. He said, I got to go home. I got to leave before. I'm leaving Thursday, following you over there, but I bought my ticket too. But he said, I need to get there before you because I need to prepare a baptism. We got people who need to be baptized, and they want you there. So we're waiting. So he's going to go on ahead of me, and him and Brother Green get things ready for our trip. I've been putting it off. I tried to go before this meeting, but I couldn't get it worked out. Anyway, Brother Elias, talk to us.
Hermana Fisher,
he said, Sister Fisher, you come here, please.
I am blessing for come be here again. God bless us. God open my eyes. God open my heart. Okay, estoy contento en estar aquí una vez más.
I am very happy to be here one more time.
Este es un plan de Dios.
This is God's plan to make me here.
Estoy contento en estar junto con ustedes.
I'm very happy to be here with all of y'all.
Este es casa de Dios.
This is the house of God.
Y puerta del cielo.
The gateway to heaven.
Yo escuché que el hermano Fisher dice, no es Little Rock Church. No es la iglesia de Little Rock.
Like Brother Fisher said, it's not Little Rock Church.
Es la casa de Dios.
It's the house of God.
Es la puerta del cielo. Es la familia de Dios.
This is the family of God.
Cuando él decía esto, yo recuerdo que Jacob dijo eso también.
I recall that Jacob said the same thing.
Jacob había pasado en este lugar otras veces.
Jacob passed through this way a few times.
Pero esta vez era especial este lugar.
This time it was a special place.
Era diferente.
Different.
Él había tenido un sueño grande.
He had a very big dream.
Él vio una escalera que desde la tierra y pegaba hasta el cielo.
He saw a ladder that was coming from the ground to the sky.
Y él veía ángeles que subían y bajaban.
He was watching angels go up and down the ladder.
Y cuando él despierta, él dice que este lugar es terrible.
And when he woke up, he said, this place is
terrible.
It's terrible.
Este es casa de Dios y puerta del cielo.
It's the house of God, the gate to heaven.
Y yo entendí que Fisher decía que esta era casa de Dios y
and
puerta del cielo.
That, God, that Brother Fisher said that this is not Little Rock Church, it's the gate to heaven.
Este es un lugar terrible.
It's a terrible place.
No es cualquier lugar.
It's just not any place.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Donde Dios está es un lugar terrible.
Wherever God is, it's a terrible place. That sounds good. Okay.
Estoy contento por el cuerpo de Cristo.
I am so happy for the body of Christ.
La familia de Dios en la tierra.
It's my family from this earth.
Estoy contento por el ministerio del cuerpo de Cristo.
I'm so happy for the ministry of the body of Christ.
Por el pastor Smith.
For Brother Smith.
Que Dios lo usó como un instrumento para bendecirnos.
That God used him as an instrument to bless me.
No solo a mí, a la República Dominicana.
Not just me, but the Republic, Dominican Republic.
Yo agradezco eso.
I really appreciate that.
Y agradezco a Dios por los hermanos de Little Rock.
I appreciate all of Little Rock brothers.
Que han orado por nosotros.
That's been praying for us.
Y siguen orando por nosotros.
And they're still praying for us.
Dios ha escuchado su oración.
God has listened to y'all's prayers.
Estamos parados por la oración de ustedes.
We depend on your prayers.
No solamente ustedes han orado, han cooperado con la obra.
Y'all have been very cooperative with you. Work of the Lord.
They give money for.
Yes, y'all have given us money.
Yeah.
Raise money for the work.
Nosotros sabemos eso.
We don't.
No, we know that.
We know that. We know that y'all do that for us.
ha hecho posible que yo vine aquí hoy.
That made it possible for me to be here today.
Yo no sé cuánto cuesta mi ticket.
I don't know how much my ticket cost.
Pastor Smith sabe.
Brother Smith knows.
Posiblemente ustedes saben.
Maybe y'all know. I don't.
Pero esta es la obra de Dios.
This is God's work.
Y yo agradezco eso.
And I appreciate it.
Dios está trabajando.
God is working in this.
Nosotros somos personas especiales.
We are very special people.
Un día como hoy, hoy es un día especial para mí.
This is a very special day for me.
Muy significativo.
Very significant.
23 de julio.
The 23rd of July.
Ese fue el día que Dios me reveló el cuerpo de Cristo.
That is the day that God revealed the body of Christ to me.
Aleluya.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Cuando hoy cumplo 13 años.
13 years today.
Yeah, hoy cumplo 13 años.
13 years.
Dios planificó esto para yo venir aquí hoy.
God planned this for me to be here today.
Yo mientras venía en el avión pensé en eso.
I was thinking about that on my way in the airplane.
Yo le contaba a la hermana Sherry que Dios, hoy es un día especial para mí.
I was telling Sister Sherry?
Yes, ma'am.
And it was a special day for me.
Sí, ella fue a buscarme al aeropuerto.
Oh, she went to look for me at that day. at the airport.
Yes, mi hermana.
She's my sister.
Yo vi a Dios en ella.
I saw God in her.
Yo veo a Dios en ustedes.
I see God in all each of you.
Estoy contento por la familia Smith.
I'm so happy for the Smith family.
La hermana Smith.
Sister Smith.
Michael.
Michael Smith.
Cindy.
Cindy.
La primera vez que yo vine aquí, yo fui hospedado en la casa de Cindy.
First time I come here, I stayed with Sister Cindy and Brother Mike.
Y recuerdo sus lágrimas cuando nos íbamos.
And they cried when we had to leave. I remember their tears.
Yo recuerdo sus lágrimas.
I remember their tears.
Y hay muchas cosas que recordar a través de lo tiempo.
That I think about.
Todas las cosas nos han ayudado a bien.
Not everything has happened.
No, todas las cosas.
All the things.
Nos han ayudado a bien.
Oh, has helped us in some way.
Yeah. El día 5 de julio, el pastor Emilio Green me dijo que convocar a los pastores para una reunión, que iban a venir unos pastores a La Romana para reunirse con los pastores de La Romana.
Okay. July the 5th, Brother Green told me to get a lot of brothers together from La Romana.
Sí, que había unos pastores que se iban a reunir.
There was going to be some ministers come down.
23 de julio.
The 23rd of July.
22 de julio, antes de yo ir a la cama.
The 22nd of July, when I went to bed.
Yo voy al teléfono a buscar las grabaciones del día.
I went to listen to the messages on my telephone.
Escuché la voz del pastor Green, me dijo Elías, acuérdate de la reunión mañana a las 9.
And I listened to the message from Brother Green saying, remember the meeting tomorrow, the 23rd.
9.
At 9.
23?
23, yeah.
9 o'clock. Yeah. Cuando voy a la cama, yo tengo un sueño.
So I went to bed and I had a dream.
Yo veo que viene un jeep grande color verde del cielo.
I saw a green jeep coming down from the sky.
Y yo estoy parado así, venía del oriente hacia el occidente.
I was standing back and the jeep was coming toward in front of me.
Oriente to occident. East to west. To west.
Yes.
Yeah. Y yo vi que venía encima de mí y aterrizó como a 100 metros donde yo estaba parado, un día como hoy.
He was coming toward me, but then he stopped halfway.
100 meters. Y corrió a donde yo estaba.
And he ran right toward him, to me.
Y separó al lado mío la puerta del chofer, separó frente a frente a mí y abrió la puerta. Y bajó con una llave y me dijo, esa llave te la mandaron a ti.
And he stopped in front of me, and the chauffeur got out and gave me a key and said, this is for you.
Yeah. Te lo mandaron.
They sent this to you.
Yeah. Y me pongo, recibí la llave y lo puse en mi bolsillo.
I received the key and I put it in my pocket.
Y me quedo mirando al hombre.
And I kept looking at that man.
Y él me está mirando también.
And he kept looking at me.
En lo que nos mirábamos,
while we were looking at each other,
llegó un carro detrás del jeep.
There's another car that came behind the jeep.
Y se bajó un hombre negro.
And a black man got out.
Y el hombre blanco me dijo, ese carro es tuyo.
And the white man said, is that your car?
Es tuyo.
No, that's your car.
Yeah. Okay. Entonces yo me veo que yo prendí el carro.
And I went and tried the car.
Y me veo parqueando el carro detrás del jeep del hombre blanco.
And I kept going behind the jeep.
Yes. Y cuando yo cierro el carro, me voy.
I got in the car and I left.
Yo veo que el hombre blanco pasó en el jeep con el hombre negro y se fueron.
I saw that the white man and the black man in the jeep took off.
And they left.
They left.
Yo desperté. I woke up.
And I woke up.
Y empecé a preguntarle al Señor, ¿qué sueño es este?
Kept asking God, what kind of dream is this?
¿Quién me dio esas llaves?
Who gave me those key, that key?
Estaba procurando toda la gente que yo conozco a ver si yo había visto quién era. No.
I kept trying to think the people that I knew. Do I know those people?
No, los conocí.
And I could not recognize them.
Cuando voy a la reunión a las 9 de la mañana.
So when I went to the meeting the next morning at 9 o'clock.
Terminan de cantar y pasan un americano a predicar.
And they finished singing and the white man got up to talk.
Y el pastor Green a interpretar.
And Brother Green got up to interpret.
Y yo empecé a oír palabras de la Biblia que yo nunca había escuchado.
And I started listening to things that I've never heard before from the Bible.
Y yo decía, ¿dónde ese hombre consiguió tantas revelaciones?
And I thought, where did that man get so much revelation from the Bible?
Y yo empecé a, yo recibí como un río brotó dentro de mí.
I received like a river just busted inside of me.
Y me paré.
And I
y empecé a adorar a Dios.
And I started praising God.
Y él estaba predicando.
And he was preaching.
Y todo el mundo empezó a adorar a Dios.
And everybody started preaching, the whole church.
Cuando
praising God.
Yeah. Cuando nos sentamos,
we sat down.
Siguió predicando.
He kept on preaching.
Yo seguí mirándolo.
And I kept looking at him.
Yo estaba recibiendo cosas nuevas.
I was receiving new things.
Y yo sentí que alguien vino a mi lado, pa, y se paró.
And I felt somebody come by my side and just stop right there.
Y pasó su mano y me quitó una venda de los ojos así, me lo despegó.
And it's like I felt like somebody just took a piece of skin off my eyes.
Y me dijo, él fue que te dio la llave en el sueño anoche.
And he told me that's who gave you the key él, last night in your dream.
Yo le dije, sí, ese es.
Yes, that was him. Brother Smith.
Sí, ya, yeah, sí, ese es. Yo no conocía al pastor Smith.
I didn't know Brother Smith.
Primera vez.
That's the first time.
Yeah. Sí, ese es.
That's him.
Cuando yo voy a yo le dije, sí, ese es.
When I said, that's him.
Cuando yo voy a voltear a ver quién está hablando conmigo.
I said, who's talking to me?
Y cuando yo no pude voltearme, un ciclón agarró mi cuerpo, como un huracán agarró mi cuerpo. Eran las 9:45. Y se fue la visión.
The vision left me.
Yo dije, bueno, aquí hay algo.
What have I found?
Aquí hay algo.
Oh, here something is here.
There are something.
There is something here.
Yeah. Yo dije, tan pronto que termine la reunión, yo le voy a decir a ese hombre que yo tuve un sueño con él.
As soon as this meeting's over, I thought, I'm going to tell that man that I had a dream about him.
Yo tuve una visión con él también.
And I had a vision about him.
Cuando terminó, me acerqué a él.
When the meeting was over, I went toward
him. Le dije, yo tuve un sueño contigo.
I said, I had a dream about you.
Un día como hoy.
Just like today.
About 23 de julio.
The 23rd of July.
2001.
2001.
Yeah. Pastor Smith estaba predicando.
Brother Smith was preaching.
El pastor Green estaba interpretando.
Brother Green was interpreting.
Brother Jacob is in the door in front.
Jacob.
El hermano Jacob Durham parado en la puerta al frente.
He was standing at the door.
Ajá. Y todo cambió para mí ese día.
Everything changed for me that day.
Empecé a ver todo de otro color.
I start to see everything in a different color.
Empecé a mirar que ese hombre vino de Dios.
I started to see, hey, that man came from God.
Y le hablé y él dijo, ven conmigo, yo te voy a dar una llave.
And he called me and said, I have a key for you.
Yeah. Yo, después que yo le hablé, él me dijo, ven, yo te voy
After
a dar una llave. Yo pensé en mi mente, yo dije, todos los concilios son la misma cosa. I think in my mind,
all the
organization is the same.
All the organization is the same.
Yeah. Y nos invitó para una reunión al otro día a las 3 de la tarde.
And he invited me to another meeting at 3 o'clock the next day.
Yo llegué antes de las 3.
I got there before 3.
Primero que ellos.
Before he got there.
Y en eso el pastor Green me llama, me dijo, por favor, prepara un refrigerio, cómpralo y déjalo ahí para la reunión.
Brother Green called me and told me to prepare some kind of refreshments.
Yes.
For them there.
For meeting.
For the meeting.
Y yo salí del lugar de la reunión y me fui a comprar.
I left the meeting and went to buy the stuff.
Y en eso ellos llegaron.
In that time that they arrived.
Y entonces llegué después que ellos llegaron.
Then I got there after they got there.
Y él me dijo, ¿por qué llegaste tan tarde?
And he told me, why did you get here so late?
Yo le dije, el pastor Green me llamó para ir a comprar algún refrigerio.
Said, Brother Green told me to go buy some refreshments.
Y después lo miré y dije, ese hombre tiene mucha autoridad sobre mí.
And then I looked at him and thought, he's got a lot of authority over me.
Me habló con mucha autoridad.
He talked to me with a lot of authority.
Entonces empezamos a hacer preguntas.
I started questioning.
Los pastores empezaron a hacerle preguntas.
The pastor started questioning.
Yo pregunta y pregunta.
I kept questioning.
Toda pregunta había respuesta.
All kinds of questions.
En uno yo sentí que ya yo no tenía más preguntas.
Then I just thought, I don't have any more questions.
Me desalmó total.
He's satisfied. He disarmed me.
You know, cuando uno está armado con una.
Armed.
Y te lo quitaron.
Disarmed, that's what I said. Disarmed.
Yeah, me lo quitó. Me sentí así.
That's how he felt. That's how I felt. That I felt disarmed.
Ya yo no tenía más preguntas.
I didn't have any more questions.
Todas las preguntas tenían respuesta.
Every question that I had was answered.
Yo dije, yo tengo que seguir ese hombre.
And I thought, I've got to follow that man.
Cuando fui a mi casa, le dije a mi esposa, yo encuentro un hombre que tiene una revelación que nadie lo tiene.
When I got home, I told my wife, I met a man that has a revelation that I've never.
Y le expliqué mi sueño.
And I told her about my dream.
Le expliqué mi visión.
Ajá.
Y ella me dijo, bueno.
And she said, well.
Y a partir de ahí mi vida cambió. Todo lo mío cambió.
My life changed. Oh.
Mis actividades cambiaron.
My activities changed.
Yo veo todo diferente.
Everything was different.
Dios me trajo a este lugar, es tan especial.
God brought me to this place. It's very special.
Ustedes son especiales.
Y'all are very special to me.
Ustedes no son cualquier persona.
You're just not anybody, any person.
Ustedes no son cualquier persona.
You're just not any person.
You know, cualquier persona is an
yes,
any person.
That's just anybody.
You know,
you're
cualquier
special.
Persona.
That's what I said. You said, cualquier persona, you're not just anybody. That's what he's saying. Cualquier persona.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. It's just anybody. I'm saying it right. Yeah.
Si usted está aquí es porque Dios tiene un plan especial.
If you're here is because God has a plan for you.
That's what he was saying. You know what kind of person you are.
Yeah. Y Dios ha traído a cada uno de ustedes por diferentes caminos aquí.
God has brought each one of you to different road.
Y toda manera que Dios lo ha traído, Él es que lo ha hecho, no la fuerza de nosotros.
Every time God does something, He does it in His manner. It's not us, it's Him.
Yo no conocía al Pastor Smith.
I didn't know Brother Smith.
Yo conocí al Pastor Green.
I knew Brother Green.
Pero Dios me lo enseñó a él en sueño.
But God showed me Brother Smith in my dream.
Nunca lo había visto antes.
I had never seen him.
Sí, Dios lo usó y me dio la llave.
God used him to give me the key.
Es la llave del reino.
It's the key to heaven.
Del reino de los cielos.
To the kingdom of God.
Yeah, es la llave del reino de los cielos. Yo siento que yo lo tengo.
I feel I have it.
Yeah, yo creo eso.
I believe that.
Esta es una bendición.
Y'all are a blessing.
Cuando yo llegué aquí al cuerpo de Cristo,
when I got here in the body of Christ,
yo entendí que yo no tenía que seguir siendo pastor.
I thought that I didn't have to follow any pastor.
Yo dije, yo quiero una iglesia del cuerpo de Cristo para ir con mi familia y sentarme debajo de un pastor. Yo sentí que ya yo no podía seguir siendo pastor.
From then on, I didn't feel like I could do that, could be the pastor.
Le pedí perdón a la gente de la iglesia.
I asked the people to forgive me.
Le dije que yo le hablé mucha mentira.
I told them that I lied to them.
Mucha mentira.
A lot of lies.
Que hay mucha cosa que yo le enseñé aquí que eran mentira.
That I told them that I was preaching to them a lot of lies.
El pastor Smith nos invitó al campamento.
And Brother Smith invited us to campground.
Shepherdville, Kentucky.
Shepherdville, Kentucky.
Él pagó nuestro ticket.
He bought our tickets.
Eso fue final de agosto.
The end of August.
Cuando yo llegué al campamento,
when I got to the campground,
yo vi la gloria de Dios.
I saw the glory of God.
Dios me enseñó que toda esa gente eran ángeles.
God showed me that all those people were angels.
Yo quería quedarme en medio de ellos nada más.
I wanted to stay there.
No quería irme.
I didn't want to leave.
Dios mío, y el Espíritu Santo cayó ese
the
año
of God
tan
fell.
Especial.
Very special.
Todos los jóvenes estaban lleno del Espíritu Santo.
All the young people were filled with the Spirit
rodando
of God,
por la grama.
All over the ground and the floor.
La gente alabando
all
a Dios.
The people were praising God.
Eso marcó mi vida.
It was like,
eso marcó mi vida.
It marked my life.
Y Dios me enseñó, esta es la iglesia.
God showed me, this is the church.
Sí, yo quiero que tú estés en una iglesia así.
And he said, I want you to have a church just like that.
Y yo tengo esa visión.
I have that vision.
De estar, de que mi iglesia esté lleno del Espíritu Santo siempre.
That is filled with God's Spirit,
yeah.
Holy Ghost.
Ese plan de Dios para nosotros,
that's God's plan for all of us.
No porque nosotros seamos la mejor gente.
Not because we're better people.
Hay mucha gente buena allá afuera.
There are a lot of good people out there.
Pero Dios se apiadó de nosotros.
But God favored us.
Y nos miró.
And he saw us.
Sí, no era porque yo era bueno.
It wasn't because I was good.
Yo no sé cuál es, por qué lo hizo.
I don't know why he did it.
Pero él me llamó.
But he called me.
La hermana Dolores cantaba, mira lo que
es grande.
What is that? What is that?
You sang the song. Look what the Lord has
mira
done.
Lo que Dios ha hecho,
yeah,
por mí.
What the Lord has done. That one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touch my spirit, heal my body.
No. Esa es la primera alabanza que ella cantó.
Oh, the first song tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. What was
it? What am I desire?
Oh, what am I desire?
Yeah.
What am
yeah.
I desire?
Yeah. Mira lo que Dios ha hecho por mí.
Yes. Look it. I was going to say in Spanish. Look what God has done for me.
Dios quiso que yo dijera esta parte de ese testimonio.
I just wanted to tell you a part of my testimony.
Yo creo que Dios me trajo aquí esta ahora por algo especial.
I just feel like God brought me here.
Ese es mi cumpleaños en el cuerpo de Cristo.
This is my birthday for the body of Christ.
Sí, ese es mi cumpleaños en esta familia.
With this family.
Sí, desde 13 años.
13 years.
Hoy mismo.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Mi sueño fue a las 5 a 6 de la mañana.
My dream was at 5-6 o'clock this morning.
Ajá. Y la visión fue a las 9:45 de la mañana.
The vision was at 9:45.
Fue un día como hoy.
Today, a day like today.
Un día especial.
A very special day.
Ese día es importante para mí.
Very important to me.
Ese Little Rock, en Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Esa es la pequeña piedra.
Little Rock. Pequeña piedra.
Es la pequeña piedra.
Yes.
que está siendo cortado sin mano. You know, la pequeña piedra que está siendo cortado sin mano.
The little rock that's cutting the hand.
Sin mano, you know.
Sin mano.
You know Daniel 2, verse. Este es Daniel capítulo 2.
Daniel chapter 2.
Versículo 45 lo tiene. Pero el 45 que lo explica.
45 explains it.
De la manera que viste que del monte fue cortado una piedra, no con mano,
45.
La cual desmenuzó el hierro, el bronce, el barro, la plata y el oro. El gran Dios ha mostrado al rey de que ha, lo que ha de acontecer en lo porvenir. Y el sueño es verdadero y fiel su interpretación. Ah, hay una piedra hoy cortándose sin mano.
¿Dónde está
el... Cortándose del monte. Ajá.
No lo miro.
¿No lo ha visto? Ok.
Where does it say, Brother Smith, about the hand? I don't see it. Mountain without hands. Oh, esa. The mountain without hands. It breaks.
Okay. ¿Qué hoja el 34?
Verse 34.
Para ella entender. Mejor.
So I can understand.
Better. Verse 34. Yes. Estaba mirando hasta que una piedra fue cortada, no con mano, hirió a la imagen en sus pies de hierro y de barro cocido y los desmenuzó. Entonces la piedra fue cortada de un monte sin mano, sin mano, sí, sin mano.
In other words, what this scripture means is that this little stone is the body of Christ, and it's cut out of the mountain of religion, and it wasn't the hands of man that done it. It was without hands. God took this out of the mountain of religion without man's help or without man's hands. And this little stone is going to grow and grow and fill up the whole earth.
You show that over there.
Yeah, I taught that.
You
to
teach
them
about that.
When
I remember Brother Smith teach us about that.
Yes.
Él dice que hoy Dios está sacando su gente de religión de Babilonia.
God is taking people out of Babylon. Y bringing them in.
Y la piedrecita se está formando.
And the rock is forming.
Y va a golpear el sistema del mundo.
Going to beat the world.
Religión.
Religion.
Babilonia.
Babylon.
Todo el reino del mundo.
The kingdom of God.
Entonces la piedrecita va a llenar la tierra.
Va
a derribar el sistema del mundo y luego va a llenar la tierra.
It's going to fill the earth.
¿Tú entiendes esto?
The system, sí. ¿De qué?
Babilonia.
The system of sí. Babylon.
Yeah.
Is, ¿qué más?
Y luego va a desmenuzar todos los reinos.
It's going to destroy Babylon.
Yeah.
This little stone is going to destroy the systems of this world.
Yes. Y después que destruya el sistema de este mundo, esa piedrecita va a llenar la tierra.
It's going to fill the earth.
The little stone will fill the earth.
Este es el reino de Cristo en la tierra.
It's the body of Christ.
Es el reino de Cristo en la tierra.
It's the kingdom of God on this earth.
Yeah, a través de su cuerpo.
For the body of Christ.
No va a existir más sistema de hombre.
There's not going to be existence of man.
Sí, sino que Cristo va a gobernar
Christ
la tierra.
Is going to be.
Estoy contento porque soy parte de lo que Dios está haciendo ahora. Dios nos escogió para que participemos en su obra. Es una obra escondida.
It's a hidden work.
El mundo no puede verlo.
The world cannot see it.
Tú necesitas una visión para verlo.
You have to have a vision to see it.
Tú puedes estar aquí, tú no tienes esa visión.
You could be here and not have a vision.
Tú debes de orar para que Dios te dé la visión de sus planes.
You have to pray for God to give you the vision of his plans.
De qué es lo que está haciendo en
what
el final de este mundo.
In this world.
Y qué es lo que tú eres para Dios.
And what do you want from him?
Tú no eres cualquier cosa.
I'm not just anything.
En cualquier momento Dios puede visitarte.
Any moment God could visit me.
Él puede tomar cualquier color de hombre para visitarte.
He could use any color man to come visit you.
Él va a venir en cualquier persona.
He could come to anybody.
Sí.
Person.
Todo el que le ama y le agrada a ese Dios se complace.
Anybody that asks, God will complete that. He uh-huh. will come to you in the dream.
Dios se está moviendo.
God is moving.
Nosotros tenemos que movernos con Él.
We have to move with him.
Tenemos que movernos adelante con Dios.
We have to move forward with him.
No te quedes atrás.
You don't want to stay behind.
Atrás va a ser un desierto asolado.
Behind us is going to be a destruction.
Yeah, desierto asolado. Caminemos con Dios.
We need to walk with God.
Oigamos esta palabra y lo pongamos en prácticas.
Yes, we have to... Read his word and put it into practice.
Este es el evangelio de salvación.
This is the word of salvation.
Sí, este es el evangelio de salvación.
Gospel of Christ. Of salvation.
Of salvation.
Sí.
Gospel of salvation.
Permanezca en este lugar.
Stay in this place.
No permita que nada te quite de este lugar.
Don't let anything come between you and this place.
Yo sé que este es un lugar terrible.
I know this is a terrible place.
Sí, y yo sé que cualquier persona no puede permanecer en este lugar.
I know that just that not anybody can enter this place.
Pero si tú eres obediente, si tú eres suficientemente obediente.
But if you are obedient,
si tú oyes la palabra de Dios,
if you hear God's word,
y tú lo pones en práctica,
and you put it in practice,
Dios va a tener misericordia de ti.
God will have mercy on you.
Él te va a llevar por todo el camino.
He's going to lead you through the road.
Hasta que tú sea un vencedor.
Till you become his ambassador.
Dale valor a este lugar.
Valora.
Valora. Este lugar. No.
Valora.
Este lugar es importante.
This is a very important place.
No tiene precio.
It doesn't have a price.
Tú no puedes comprar estar aquí.
You can't buy to get in here.
Yo no podía comprar estar aquí.
I couldn't buy anything to get in here.
Dios tuvo misericordia de mí.
God had mercy on
y
me.
Y me trajo a este lugar.
He brought me here.
Jacob dijo, "Este es casa del cielo."
Jacob
es casa de Dios.
Jacob said, "This is God's
casa
house.
De Dios y puerta del cielo."
God's house and the door to heaven. Door to heaven.
Casa de Dios, casa del cielo, casa de Dios y puerta del cielo.
God.
Yes.
To heaven.
Yeah. Esto es lo que estaba diciendo el hermano Fisher. Ese no es Little Rock, Arkansas.
No.
ese es casa de Dios.
It's God's house.
Y en la casa de Dios es un lugar terrible.
And God's house is a terrible place.
Yo no quiero tomar versículo de la Biblia.
I'm not going to put.
Yo no quiero tomar versículo de la Biblia.
I don't want to take the Bible's verse.
No, porque yo no quiero ir muy lejos.
I don't want to go too far.
Yo estoy frenando.
Frenando.
Break.
I want to put my brakes on.
Yo no quiero tomar versículo.
I don't want.
Que hay mucho trabajo mañana.
Okay. There's a lot of work tomorrow.
Estoy tratando de no entrar en la Biblia.
I'm not trying to get too much in the Bible. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
He doesn't
sí,
want to get
estoy,
too.
Estoy frenando.
Too he's putting his brakes on.
Sí. Sí, porque mañana hay un gran día.
Because tomorrow is a grand day.
Viene la familia de Dios.
God's family is coming to get together.
Todo el que viene con una medida de Dios en su vida.
Everybody's coming with a need for their life.
No, todo el que viene con una medida de Dios.
Yeah.
All people coming with and God's mercy in your life.
With God's measure in your life.
¿Tú entiendes? cuando tú recibes una un hermano del cuerpo, tú estás recibiendo a Dios.
Sí. When you receive God, a man of God, you're receiving God.
Sí, tú estás recibiendo a Dios.
You're receiving God.
Y cuando tú recibes a Dios, tú vas a recibir bendición de Dios.
When you're receiving God, you're going to receive His blessings.
En sí, el cuerpo de Cristo sabe recibir gente.
And the body of Christ knows how to receive people.
Nosotros hemos aprendido eso.
We've
con
learned
ustedes.
That.
Yo he aprendido eso.
I have learned that.
Yo vine aquí a aprender.
I came here to learn.
Y yo estoy mirándolo a ustedes.
I'm looking at y'all. I'm
yo he mirado al Pastor Smith.
I've been observing Brother Smith.
Por largo tiempo.
For a long time.
Yo lo he mirado a ustedes por largo tiempo.
I have observed y'all for a long time.
Estoy aprendiendo de ustedes.
I'm learning from y'all.
Manténganse en su lugar.
To stay in your place.
Yes, manténganse en su lugar.
Stay in your place.
No salga corriendo.
Don't leave running.
Quédate en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Stay in the body of Christ.
Quédate en la familia de Dios.
Stay with the family of
no
God.
Hay otro lugar más.
There's no other place.
No hay otro lugar donde tú puedes ser bendecido.
There's no other place where you can be blessed.
Este es el arca de Noé.
This is Noah's ark.
Quédate en la tercera planta.
Stay here and stay planted.
El diluvio viene. La destrucción viene.
The storms are going to come.
Va a venir y va a destruir este mundo.
It's going to come and destroy the world.
Este es el lugar de seguridad.
But this is his place for to be secure.
Dice que el nombre de Jesús es torre fuerte.
He says the name of the Lord is powerful.
Los justos correrán a él.
And everybody's going to want to run to him.
No, los justos.
The just.
Correrán a él.
Will run toward him.
Y serán levantados.
And will be lifted.
Este es el lugar de refugio.
This is a place of refuge.
No cambie tu vida eterna por nada en el mundo.
You don't have a.
No cambie tu vida eterna por nada en el mundo.
Oh yeah, don't change your life.
Uh-huh.
For the world.
Esto es un tesoro escondido.
This is a treasure that's hidden.
Así es, tesoro escondido.
Hidden treasure.
Cuando usted lo encuentra,
when you encounter it,
tú tienes que ir a vender todo lo que tú tienes.
You have to sell everything you have.
Para tú comprar el tesoro que está en el campo.
So you can buy what's here.
El tesoro que está en el campo.
The treasure that's here in the house.
Treasure. Ya está. ¿Está entendiendo? Ese Mateo 23, 44. Sí, el tesoro en el campo.
Sí. Treasure. Yeah.
Y tú tienes que vender todo lo que tú tienes para comprar el campo.
You have to sell everything you have.
Por el campo que tiene el tesoro.
Because the camp has the treasure.
Pero
the field.
Sí. Recuerde que tú estás comprando el campo solamente por el tesoro.
Because you're buying the field.
Remember. You buy the camp only for treasure.
For treasure.
Yeah. Pero en el campo hay mucha otra cosa.
But at the field or camp, there's a lot of things.
Hay dinero.
There's money.
Hay carro.
There's cars.
Hay espina.
Espina.
Espina. Okay. El campo tiene mucha otra cosa.
The camp has a lot of different things.
Pero a ti no te interesan las otras cosas.
But that shouldn't interest you.
A ti te interesa el tesoro que está en el campo.
What should interest you is the treasure that's.
Yo estoy buscando el tesoro que ustedes tienen.
I am looking for that treasure.
No, y por eso he vendido todo lo que yo tengo.
That's why I have sold everything that I have.
Y si hay algo más para vender, lo seguiré vendiendo.
And if there's more for me to sell, I'll sell it.
Porque yo quiero el campo.
You know, the scripture Jesus said,
uh-huh.
When you find the field wherein lieth the treasure,
yeah.
Sell all you have and go buy that field.
Yeah.
He's saying, remember, what you're after is the treasure. When you buy the field, you get everything in it. When you buy the body of Christ, you get everything here. But what's important is the treasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The treasure,
yes, sir.
Of the Word of God, wherein is life eternal.
En el cuerpo de Cristo que está el tesoro escondido.
Yes, in the body of Christ, the treasure is hidden.
Pero el campo es el cuerpo de Cristo.
But the field is the body of Christ.
Pero debemos de poner la vista en el tesoro que está en el campo.
We should have the vision in the treasure.
Pero el campo tiene mucha otra cosa.
But the field has so many things.
Mucho problema.
Many problems.
Carne.
Pero recuerda. recuerda que
remember,
el campo es grande.
Remember that the field is big.
Pero
hay algo especial en el campo.
There is something special in this field.
Aunque haya mucha otra cosa.
Even though there's a lot of different things.
Mucho otro problema.
A lot of problems.
Mucha otra oferta.
Bunch of other.
Oferta.
Oferta. ¿Qué es oferta?
Mucha otra cosa.
Pero, a lot of material things. Houses.
Muchas dificultades.
A lot of difficulties.
Mucha gente con problemas.
A lot of people with problems.
Pero recuerde que es por el tesoro que tú estás en el campo.
But remember, the treasure is what you're looking for.
Como tú estás buscando el tesoro.
Because when you're looking for the treasure,
no importa los problemas que tú encuentres.
It doesn't matter of the problems you're in.
No importa las situaciones que hay en el campo.
It doesn't matter what's all there, other things.
No importa las dificultades en el campo.
It doesn't matter about the difficulties.
No importa por otra cosa en el campo.
It doesn't matter from other things.
A ti lo que te importa es el tesoro que está en el campo.
The only thing that's important is a treasure.
Aleluya. Compra el tesoro. Aleluya.
Buy the
Vende
treasure.
Todo lo que tú tienes.
Sell everything you have.
Y compra el campo.
And buy the field.
No importa los problemas que hay en el campo.
It doesn't matter the problems you have.
Pero compra el campo.
Buy the field.
Por el tesoro.
For the treasure.
Sí.
Yeah, for the gold.
Por el oro. Sí. Hay que dámosle gracias a Dios.
I thank God today.
Pablo vendió todo lo que tenía.
Paul sold everything he had.
Él dijo, yo vendí todo lo que yo tenía.
I sold everything I had.
Si tú lees Filipenses 3, versículo 5 en adelante, él vendió todo por el campo.
In Philippians 3, he sold everything.
Y él dijo, por la excelencia.
For the excellence.
El conocimiento.
The
de Cristo, el Hijo
the knowledge.
De Dios.
Knowledge.
Sí. Es el tesoro. Aleluya.
That's the treasure. Hallelujah.
Ese es el tesoro de salvación.
That is the treasure of salvation.
Dale gracias a Dios por este lugar.
Give God thanks for this place.
No importa el problema que tú veas en el
campo. Matter of the problems you have.
En el campo.
In the field.
Quédate ahí.
Stay here.
Tú tienes una razón de estar
you
aquí.
You have a reason to be here.
Tú estás buscando un tesoro.
You're looking for that
tú
treasure.
Tú no quieres el campo.
You don't want the field.
Tú no quieres dinero del campo.
You don't want the money.
Tú no quieres bienes del campo.
You don't want
el tesoro del campo.
You want the treasure in the
field. Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Coge el tesoro.
Grab that treasure.
Y después deja el campo.
And leave the field.
Dale gracias a Dios.
Glory to God.
Dale gracias a Dios. Aleluya. Dios les bendiga. Aleluya. Gracias, hermana Fisher. Aunque me cueste, yo quiero vencer. Por esta puerta poder entrar para ver a Cristo, cantarle a Él. Vale la pena lo que hay que pagar. Aunque me cueste, yo quiero vencer. Por esta puerta poder entrar para ver a Cristo, cantarle a Él. Vale la pena lo que hay que pagar. Aunque me cueste, yo quiero vencer. Por esta puerta poder entrar para ver a Cristo, cantarle a Él. Vale la pena lo que hay que pagar. Aunque me cueste, yo quiero vencer. Por esta puerta, those pearly gates, must to see Jesus sing around His throne. It's worth the price we pay to Him and come. I want a win. Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Mi vida Cristo transformó. Le doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. A su cuerpo Cristo Jesús me ha llamado. Esperanza nueva me vivió. Desde que su cuerpo me encontré, mi vida Cristo transformó. Le doy gracias que en su nombre ahora estoy. Solo cuerpo.
solo cuerpo, un solo Señor.
And put them together over there. Whatever it takes, you know. Well, how's that first song? I want to make it. Whatever it takes, just to step inside those pearly gates, just to see Jesus, sing around his throne. It's worth the price you pay to overcome. Then they go into, since I found the body of Christ, life's worth living. How's the rest of that? Now I have a hope worth striving for. Since I found the people of God, life has never been the same. I'm so thankful to be in His precious name. Then they say, one body, one faith, one people, one nation. They sing that chorus in Creole in Haiti. I believe that's where they got it. And they translated it over to Spanish and started singing it. But I remember Brother Green and Brother Elias and Brother Calderon and some of the brethren. We were on our way to Haiti, to a meeting in Haiti many years ago. And on the way back from Haiti, I taught them that song, the chorus, I Want to Make It, Whatever It Takes. And they translated it into Spanish on the way in the van. Recuerda eso?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
My wife wrote
His wife wrote it down, you know. They wrote it down in the van, and I sang it for them in English. They translated it. When we got back to La Romana, we started singing, ¿Cómo se dice eso? ¿Cómo?
Canta.
A su cuerpo. We sang that in that van. We got that van rocking. They got excited about it. So excited about that. We about had a party in that van. And that happened many times on many different courses that we'd get to, you know, studying the Bible and talking. They always, you know, had a lot of questions. And so we'd preach all the way everywhere we went. And then I'd think of a song, and I'd tell it, teach it to them, and sing it, and they'd translate it. And then we'd have a time. And then we'd get back, and they wanted to teach it to their people. So we'd get back and have church and do it again. So Brother Elias, is every time he, you know, gives his testimony, it takes me back. And he was telling you about the time when I went over there first for 2 weeks just because I felt like God talked to me about going, and that's when I found Brother Green, and several doors opened to me. And so I came home, and then I planned another trip to go back. And Brother Green wanted me to, when I went back, there was a radio station there, and he set it up for me to go and talk to them about the book of Revelation. So they were going to have calls, let people call in and ask questions about the book of Revelation. And so they had me scheduled for an hour on this radio program. But the guy that was that was interviewing me or the one asking the questions, he got so excited asking me questions, the board was just lit up with all these calls, and he wouldn't answer none of them because he had all these questions. And so he was asking me questions, and he kept me there for like 2.5 hours asking me questions about the book of Revelation, and then he wanted to schedule me to come back the next day. Well, that got Brother Green so fired up, he said, "This is going out over there." He said, "We're going to have a pastor's meeting." He said, "I'm going to have every pastor in town." And so that's what Brother Elias was telling you about. There was 42 pastors came to that meeting. Brother Jacob Durham was with me over there. They still mock him over there. There's many of them that remember Jacob so well. And they, when I go over there sometimes, they'll say, "Oh, God." Just like Jacob said it. They'll pray like him. They've got him down to a T. All the young people over there, they still remember him. I remember Leonel had a little old bitty motor scooter, and Jacob, he's just as white as a sheet. I mean, and he was on the back of this motorcycle, and Leonel, he's just black as ace of spades, Jacob looked so out of place, he just looked like a white feather going down the road, with Leonel on that little motor scooter, I never will forget, he's bald headed, and it's so hot over there, his head blistered. The top of his head just looked like a cherry, And they all, they all remember everything about all of that. I don't even, I didn't hardly catch any of it till they started talking to me about it. But we had that meeting with those pastors 3 days. And I talked every morning from 10 o'clock to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, about 4 hours a day, just delivering them the message of the early church falling away and it being restored, and Babylon, come out of her, my people. And that, and Elias, that's what he was telling you, but he had that dream. His dream was that a big green Jeep came out of the sky. And, green's the color of life. It came out of the sky, and it landed out there in front of him and came right up to him, and this white man got out, and a black man, and he walked up to him and gave him a key. Said, "This key is for you." And then a car pulled up, and the guy got out of the car and said, "This is your car." And his key fit that car. Well, that's significant because a vehicle is a picture in dreams of the ministry. That's my ministry is a vehicle. That's how I do what I do. It's what carries the gospel is the vehicle of the ministry. And that man told him, he said, "You follow that Jeep." So, he knew he pulled in behind the Jeep, and in his dream, this man told him, said, you stay behind this Jeep. And so he, and then the next day in that meeting, I remember exactly where he was sitting. There was two pews in that church building, and Elias was sitting on the second pew right here. Right? He was sitting right there, and Because I remember when he come unglued. I talked for several hours, and I guess everything I was saying, he was just going right into his brain, you know. And finally, he just jumped up, just began to praise God, and that's when he felt like this hand reached in front of his eyes and pulled the scales off of his eyes. And that's when he looked at me and this man that was behind him, that he felt like it was an angel, or he thought it was the Lord, that said, "Look at that man. That's the man in the Jeep." And that's when he saw me, and his eyes was open that I was the man that he saw in that Jeep that gave him the key. Of course, he still, 13 years later, he still just can't quit telling that testimony, because he knows God gave him something. And when I walked in tonight, he said, "This is my birthday." It was 13 years ago today that we were in that meeting on July the 23rd that God opened my eyes to the body of Christ. And I'll tell you, these men have suffered. They've really suffered. They when he tells you he gave up everything he got to buy the field, he did. He had a church, Nazarene Church, with over 200 people in it, and he walked out of there. And I mean, he began to teach it to the people. They excommunicated him, and he gave up everything, but he never once looked back. He knew what he found was real. He knew it was worth whatever price he was going to pay. At first, his wife, had a hard time. But when she got her eyes open, God touched her. Brother Weiniger was there. Sister Weiniger went over there the next trip with me. And that's when we had those Bible studies Olympia Hotel. Cuando tenía estudio bien. Mucho. Yeah, Brother Weiniger went to his church on Sunday night with me, and I preached that night, and then afterwards I said, "Anyone that wants prayer, I want to pray for you." Of course, this was a Nazarene church. I'm telling you, it was deader than a doornail. He don't know what that means. deader than a doornail. It was just nobody moved in there to do anything hardly but sing. But some of them did come up for prayer. And when I was praying, Brother Weiniger was praying with me, and Elias was standing down praying with him. It was funny, when I would go to Elias's church, he kept trying to teach them this message, but most of them, they were turning against the message. And many of the people would get up and want to leave while I was talking. He put guards at the door. They wouldn't let them out. He put guards back there. He wouldn't let none of them people out of there. He said, "Send them back. Tell them to sit down and listen." Those people got so mad at him because he's going to force them to eat this. And he said, "This is so important. You got to get it." But many of them did get it, and many of them left him. But a lot of them that left him have come back. Took them several years. There's still some people coming back from the Nazarene church that was in his church years ago. Emilio Green still has people in the AME church that left him that's coming back to his church. Still yet. There's still, from time to time, people, they... there was two men that was against Brother Elias. He said that God killed them. Well, it is true. There were men over there that came directly against this work. And just like that radio station, the Pastors Association got them turned against us. And they started putting it out over the air that it was a cult and that it was wrong and that, we believed a lot of lies and a lot of things. And they started telling over the radio not to go to Elias's church or Brother Green's church. Right over the radio. I mean, every day. And it wasn't about 2 weeks after they started putting that out over there that radio station burnt to the ground. And to this day, they cannot. They've tried and tried to get a license to open that radio station back up. and they cannot get a license. Or something was wrong with their FCC permit that they just keep trying, but they never have been able to reopen that radio station. They lost that station, went down. There are several things that happened. Brother Green's wife died, you know, with cancer, and the Pastors Association president started running him down because his wife died, said it was God's judgment because he got into a cult. And that man's wife died right after he started putting that out. His wife was healthy, and she got sick and died. And there's just several things. I could just go on and on telling you all kinds of things that happened, that God gave these men signs and helped them, even though they suffered persecution. I mean, these men were well-respected pastors in La Romana, and they walked around for about 3 years, and nobody would even speak to them. Every church in town told their people, don't go to their churches, have nothing to do with them. I mean, they blackballed them. I was there in Brother Elias's church when ¿cómo se dice su nombre? Que viene a su casa, tu casa, the Pentecostal Church of God. Y su hermana viene, entonces él viene para ver. ¿Cómo se dice él? Sí, su hermano. Sí, pero su esposa.
O su esposo.
Yeah, ¿qué nombre es?
Mercedes.
Yeah. ¿El su nombre último?
Celeste de Rosario.
Okay. Sister Celeste, I remember when her husband, they came to his church, and the reason they came was because they'd heard so much against it. They just thought, well, let's go see. Let's just go see about this church. He came in there, and I mean, that night, the Spirit of God came in that place and fell in such a way that this man just, he went crazy. He just had a Holy Ghost fit. He got up, and the Spirit of God hit him, and he just ran all over the church, fell down on the floor, rolled around. He finally got enough control of himself to get up and tell us that, he said, it's all lies. Everything they're telling about this place is lies. and he was just so happy for what he found, you know. Well, they just have all kinds of testimonies like that of what God done for them. And so it just reminded me a lot when I hear them talking, you know, of the different things that what he was talking about, all the questions. We had Bible studies at the hotel that I stayed at. They just keep bringing pastors in there, and they all would come and bring their questions. I remember one man. I never will forget this man. His question was all about the Godhead. And I explained the Godhead to him. I didn't pull any punches with these guys. I wasn't walking around on eggshells because I knew I don't have time for this. You're either going to have to get it or not get it, because I don't have time to walk around on eggshells and, you know, and then come back another month or two from now. I'm just going to tell you how it is. You either get it or you don't get it. And that's what I did. And I remember this guy, he's asking me questions about the Godhead, and I just said, I explained it to him. He'd ask more questions. You know, in other words, he'd give me another scripture, and I'd explain that one. He said, well, what about this scripture? You know, I'd explain that. Finally, he said, well, he said, you got a lot of understanding of the scriptures in the Bible. But he said, I can't come here and let you take away from me something I've been believing for 30, 40 years. I can't just give it up like that. I said, why can't you? I did. I said, when I heard it, I said, if you believe in something, if somebody can explain to you it's wrong, why can't you let it go? He said, I paid too big a price for this. I said, well, you'll pay a greater price for the truth. But I said, if it's the truth, it's worth paying the price for. I never will forget that guy. He didn't make it. You know, several different men that came to our Bible studies and everything. Several of them didn't make it. We had, I was remembering the first campground he told me about. He was telling y'all about. I paid, God helped me, but I paid for 5 Dominicans round trip tickets to come to the campground. It cost like $4,000 or $4,500, I think. And three of them made it. Brother Green, Brother Elias Cipron, Brother Calderon. Brother Freddie Johnson didn't make it.
Yes, sir.
And Brother... Mary, pero otro hermana, Silva. Say some.
Yes, sir.
There was another one, 6. And Brother Silva. I never will forget him. He went with us to Haiti, too, but he coming back one day, he was talking, and he was trying to come against, this message, and I just told him, I said, you don't even know, what you're talking about. I said, you're just talking to hear yourself talk. I said, what you're saying don't even make any sense. I said, it's no more truth than the Word of God, and I just began to talk to him, and I remember he got to bawling, he got to crying. I got to talking to him about the Word of God. He just got to boohooing. God touched him in such a great way, but he still couldn't. He just couldn't give up. You got to understand, these people were tightly connected to a lot of religious elements in that city. They had to give all that up. They were blackballed by them people. But now, today, even though they endured all of that, now today, ministers in town realize that these men are true men of God and that they do have something, and they're beginning to gain respect, and I have no doubt that God's going to use them in a great, great way, even a greater way than, they've paid a great price. So anyway, I appreciate Brother Cipron being here, and I'm looking forward to this youth meeting. I think we ought to all get, ask God. God, open my ears and let me hear. If you've got something to say to me, and I really believe he does, I believe God will talk to you in this meeting. There will be something in this meeting for everyone that comes to it if they'll receive it. You remember what Jesus said? He said, I came to my own, but my own received me not. I don't want to be so arrogant to think that I couldn't be one person that Jesus could come to. I'm his child. But he could come to me and I not even know it. I would not even receive what he'd have for me if I wasn't looking for it. If I wasn't saying, God, help me get my mind open. Help me get my spirit open and my mind open and ready to receive. You can come in a service and you can leave out and not get nothing. But somebody else can be there and God can minister to their heart because they came to receive. Well, I want to receive something in this meeting. I'm not just telling you that. I want God to do something for the people, our young people in the body of Christ. But I just believe there's be something in it for me too. I just thank God. Can talk to my heart. He can encourage me. He can lift me up. He can give me something fresh and new in this meeting. Because I'm looking for it. And I just think he'll give me something. I'm coming to the table hungry. And I'm coming to eat the food that God puts on the table. So, and I know that's how you feel. So let's just see what the Lord's going to do. I almost told them to go turn that air conditioner on downstairs, flip the breaker. I can tell you right now, when you turn it on, it spins that fan right there. We may have to turn it just a little bit. But you can't hear it. They say it's really quiet, and of course it's turned up, so you don't feel it. Feel it over there. I don't know, but we're gonna work on it a little bit and see. But I'm thankful for this. The temperature is supposed to be pretty good this week. I think tomorrow's in the high 80s. A high. And then the low, I think 91 for Friday, and then 94 or 5 for Saturday. So I feel like the Lord's helping us. This good rain that come in tonight's bringing a cool front with it. So thank God for that. Who knows? We may not even need any help on the air conditioning. And I know God's able to do things like that, you know. Just thinking about Jesus with the 5,000 out on the mount, the message he preached on the mount to 5,000 and fed them with fishes. You know, I just thought about it. You know, it doesn't say anything about it, but, you know, the Lord may have sent a cool breeze off of that, out on that hillside, and just let those people feel the comfort of the elements. He may have comforted them there. I just know God was with Jesus enough that he was helping him in every way that he could, and helping people to receive the wonderful things of God. So I want to tell you all, though, how thankful I am. I might even be a little bit proud, but I just don't like using that word, of y'all and how much you work, how hard you've worked to get ready for this meeting, and how willing you've been. You know, I know God's people. I had this thought today. The first youth meeting we had here in this church after I took the church in 2008, I just left y'all to do it all and went to Montreal to a meeting. And I came here on the second day. I got back on the second day, that night service. So I was just here for half the meeting. I was thinking about that today. I thought, Lord, I just run off and left them people to do it all. But then I thought, well, they're capable. They've done it so many times. Anyway, I'm just appreciative of y'all. I know that people are still working. Still have a little bit more to do tomorrow. And tonight, before we go home, if a few men would help us, they've waxed the dining room floor, and we just need a few men tonight to help set the tables and chairs up. So they'll be set up tomorrow. So it wouldn't take 30 minutes to do that. Some of you brethren could do that and help us out. Well, we sure would be appreciative. All right, let's give God a praise. Let's stand and give him a praise. Yes. Yes.
We're going to be short on parking like always, so please park over here in the gravel parking lot. We'll need all the spaces out front that we can get.
Stuart, I just was wondering, I keep driving by, you know, the post office sold, and it's a vacant parking lot, and there's a for sale sign in it.
The school, not the parking lot. I mean the post office, right?
The post office.
School.
Huh?
The school.
Well, the post office closed down, didn't it?
No.
This one right down here? Okay, I thought Joyce told me it closed. She was having to go to a different post office. All right. Well, anyway, it must be then the police academy.
Yeah, they did close. I asked last year if we could use that parking. The maintenance guy asked the owner. He said no. I didn't ask him this year, but if we have buses, whatever, I see no problem sending them down there anyway. Worst thing to say is move them.
Move them. Okay.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, you are going to be right. Tight on parking like always. Please, if you're a member of the church, please park over there if you can. If a lot of times people park in back, that's fine, but do not double park. We have to get vehicles all around the church, so don't park, you know, where a vehicle can't pass between you. I'll have reserved seating over here for sisters, just like normal. So if you're a worker and you want to come up a while for the meeting or whatever, there'll be seating over here for you. Brother Phil's in charge of cleaning. He can't do it all himself. Y'all help him out. If you go to the restroom and you see the counter is dirty, you know, wet, wipe it up. If you see trash on the floor, pick it up. If you see trash that needs to be dumped, dump it. Just, you know, like always, everybody help him out. We're very short on help, so if you don't have anything to do, let Brett know, and that way Brett can send you somewhere, all right? But please, if you're not doing anything or you got some free time, please let Brett know, okay? That's all I got.
Wichita's coming, 30 in the bus. He said most of them are bringing work clothes. They're coming ready to work. So they want to come and help us out. And then Brett's talked to a few other churches that are planning on coming and giving us some help. So praise God. All right. It's good to have Brother Anthony and Brother Joseph. You know, they've been coming, helping us on work days and everything. And then Sister Painter. I'm just going to, I know her, Sister Painter. I mean, keep using that name until she tells me I got to do something else. But anyway, sure good to have you tonight, Sister June. We appreciate her. And all right, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, God, for your goodness, your grace. Oh, God, bless us in this meeting. Help us out.